This is the new hype show.
Welcome to the new hype show. Hold on. I ain't do that right. Welcome to the new hype show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Black love. Kwanzaa, Emoja, I forgot the rest. You know what I'm saying? But peace. Peace to the family. Peace to everybody. Peace to everybody holding it down there. You know what I mean? For the family, getting the kids what they want. Even better, teaching the kids what you didn't know. You know what I mean? But before I get into this, let me just say this. I know this is totally left field. Nobody was beating Luther Vandross in the verses. He will go 20-0, and I'm standing on it. Week of battle, Luther is smoking everybody. And he might could be probably the greatest male vocalist of all time. You got a problem with what I said? We can debate this all day. We can go. I got time. Nobody touching Luther Vandross. Fat Luther or skinny Luther. Luther Vandross is a legend. You listen to his voice, his vocal range. He wants all the smoke. And I'm taking all bets. We can bet. Hit records and the vocal range. Untouchable. But that's all I got to say about that. Nobody fucking with Luther Vandross. Anyways, I feel good. It's holiday season. I know a lot of people are usually depressed around this time of year. I don't want to sound like a Hallmark card. I don't want to sound like, oh, it's going to be better, but it will be. You know, it will be better. There's a lot of people doing worse than you. Always remember that shit. This year, I kind of wanted to do something different with my kids. And I do the usual, give me what y'all want, give them the list, and not get what they want. But I'm not going to record it either. I think that's tacky. Just know this idea wasn't original. But I was always thinking about doing something, but somebody sparked an idea in my head. Because a colleague of mine, him and his wife, they go, well, his wife and her colleagues go out. You know, they go to like the less, you know, the impoverished neighborhoods. They stand in the supermarket and everybody that walks up, you know, pay for their groceries, they swipe and pay for people's groceries. I think that's very noble. I think that's dope. I kind of want to do something like that too. I'm gonna go to, you know, impoverished neighborhood, or, you know, it's a lot of skid rows in every city. You know, I know in Los Angeles is like real, like you go like downtown by like Hollywood Boulevard, and you know, you go off the boulevard, Sunset Boulevard, there's a lot of homeless people over there, a lot of heroin and crack addicts over there. You know, instead of giving them the money, you know, hey, you hungry, you want to go buy you a blanket or something. But I think I'm going to go pull up to one of them stores. I don't know if I should pull up to the supermarket, or because I just want to walk around the streets and, you know, you get robbed like that. But I'm going to do something within that realm. I expressed it to my kids. They were with it. I mean, they had no choice anyway, but they hit me again. Daddy, are we going to go, you know? I think things like that is noble. You know, I'm not going to put a camera in nobody's face. Hey, look at me. Look what I'm doing. Most of my good deeds, I would never put on the internet. All of my good deeds, I don't believe in promoting it. I just think that's corny. And, you know, you're making, I don't know. That's corny. Hey, I just gave this kid, I bought him a new bike. Let me go post it. You're embarrassing the kid. And it's tacky. But anyways, shout out to my boy for that idea. You know, salute to him and his wife. They go in there, her and her friends. I think each of them probably spent like $400. That's I think it's a group of them. I don't know how many. It's about 10 or less, I think. I know it's more than 5. Yeah, around there. Anyway, 5 to 10 people. They go in the markets. They stand on each line. You bloop, 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 swipe. I mean, you don't know what people's going through. Lady could be on her last dollar trying to feed her kid. Now she got that dollar. She could make it to work. You know what I mean? Now she could take that bus. She could actually go buy that, you know, that coffee that she wanted. But she had to skip back. Like, damn, everything's going up. Gas, Dollar Tree prices, which is a goddamn travesty. I got a story about that. You don't know what people are going through, man. So for those that are depressed, you know, again, I don't want to sound like a cliche Hallmark card, but fight. You got to be mentally tough. It's easier said than done, because I've been through depression. Fight. Have something worth fighting for. If you got kids, just think about them, man. And just know that you are loved. believe it or not, you're loved. You're loved by people who are afraid to tell it to you, but trust me, you're loved. Keep fighting, man. Keep fighting. If you need somebody to talk to, whoever's listening to this show, yo, I tell people all the time, DM me, email me, text me, reach out to me. Yo, you know, I'm not a licensed therapist or nothing, but I could be an ear. I can be an ear. But yeah, I got a Dollar Tree story, man. Because I'm such a fan of Dollar Tree, I was hurt by the 125 markup. It's called Dollar Tree, not the $1.25 tree. I understand we are in different times. I understand it's a new day. Gas is up. Chicken wings are up. Everything is up. Free gas is a quarter now. No, not free gas. Free air at the Wawa is a quarter now. I went into Dollar Tree the other day. Usually I go to Dollar Tree all the time. Air fresheners, paper plates, because sometimes I hate washing dishes. Tape, whatever stationery my kids ask me for. And they have a lot of brand name products too. Deodorants, good deodorants too. Coconut oil, body washes, great ones that you'll find at Walmart for almost like $5. So now they announce, yeah, we're going up to $1.25. I go to the store. About a few days before I went, everything was a dollar. I'm like, yeah, ain't going to reach us, man. Yeah, Dollar Tree is gangster. I got about 4 Dollar Trees by me, and I know each of them like the back of my hand. I know this one don't have such and such. This one don't have such and such. But the one by me got everything. So I go in there, right? I walk in there. I'm like, wait. Well, what? $1.25. I said, no, hell no. But I had to get these items. Long story long, ended up spending 14 and change. I almost threw up. Because for each let's say $4 you spend, that's an extra dollar on top. So let's say that's $14, right? That's four, that's one, that's five. So another $4, five. Like, as if I spent $12 in there. That's an extra $3 plus the tax. That shit killed me. I was so upset. I said, never again. I can't. I need to find an alternative. That 25 cent is killing me. Yes, I'm cheap because that $1.25 and they add the 7 cents for tax. I was tight. I raised hell. I was this close to DMing them because I'm one of those consumers that I make noise. I complain on Twitter, the Instagram. I hit up customer service. I recently had an incident at Starbucks. And all right, let me ask you, general public. My daughter asked me for some frapper mac or whatever. It's some crazy name. I can't pronounce the shit. So we drive to the one right by my house in the plaza. So pull up to Starbucks, told my daughter she ordered it. Because I sound like a fool ordering coffee. That's why I order this shit. I just make the shit in my crib. Let me get a frapper, lapper, mocha, chica, lie, chai. I'm like, what? All I know is, yo, let me get a large or small coffee. This one got the small and tall. And I'm like, what? Anyways. Get to the thing to pay for the coffee that she wanted. So this fool ass nigga, he was white. He's still a nigga. Gonna hand me a straw with his bare hands. Now listen, when I say bare hands, the straw was open. Like, motherfucker, you took the shit out the plastic to give it to me? Like, I looked at him in disgust and I just drove the fuck off. Like, are you dumb? I immediately got in my house, contacted customer service. And end of the story. I told them everything that happened. I hit them on Twitter, Facebook. They don't like bad press because I tweeted it too. Starbucks is disgusting. I immediately got contacted back by their corporate. I called the store. What's the manager's name? Thank you. Click. Fuck you gonna offer me that shit. Anywho, my daughter, she demanded satisfaction. I demanded satisfaction. They know how I am. I don't play about my kids, but anyways, I was pleasantly pleased with, they sent me something. Let's just say the parties came to a compromise and we're both pleased. But just know, I don't play that shit. If I'm spending money at your establishment, there is a level of respect. There is I want to be treated with respect. Especially my kids. I always teach my kids, speak up. My mother always told me, speak up. Do not stifle your tongue. My mother's so Caribbean saying, and my mother always say that to me. I tell my kids, speak up, even to me. Even if, I might not agree, but I don't want them to hold their thoughts.
Say what's on your mind. Speak up. Don't let people treat you or treat you away. They're going to keep fucking treating you that way. But I also, however, give credit when it's good service as well. I don't just complain when it's bad. Nah, that's trash. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of the show. Insecure might possibly be one of my favorite shows of all time. I'm a big fan of the show. I'm actually starting to watch it back over from season one. I'm headed back to season three now. I love Insecure. I'm a big Insecure watcher. I've invested time with these characters. I love them all. My favorite is Kelly. I fucking love Kelly's boldness, her randomness. But Insecure, beautiful show. Beautiful black show. One of the last of the Mohicans, I call it. They're successful women. You know, each of them in different phases of relationships in their lives, which I think is excellent. They're showing reality-based situations, things that a lot of black women can relate to, which is beautiful. Molly, she's corporate. She's a lawyer. You know, earlier season two, you know, she was trying to teach this one black girl that came into the office, like, listen, you know, you want to come holler at me? You know, don't get too cozy with these white folks in here, because she was all loud and raunchy. She said, tell her, you know, calm down. Next thing you know, shorty got fired. Molly tried to warn her. Like, yeah, we here, but, you know, we still got to, you know, be us. Like, you know, just for some reason, we always got to tone it down for white folks. But whatever. But Molly tried to warn her. And, you know, Tiffany and her man, Tiffany, you know, well-to-do. She comes from a well-to-do family. She's played by Amanda Seals, whom I love. You know, her and Derek, good relationship. They go through the ups and downs. You know, Tiffany, she's more white bread, but she's still black. But, you know, she went to private school. Sort of Whitley Gilbert, Hillary Banks-ish. You know, that type of... Still good people, though. You know, Kelly's all around. You know, she... she is the fun one. You know, Issa, you know, she making her way, throwing these dope-ass black events, bringing up these local designers, and just a lot of... She's community, so she's real good. They're all college-educated. Beautiful show. I mean, I'm sure most of my... I'm sure most of my listeners have watched Insecure. This is the fifth and last season. But my whole thing is, why, Lawrence? Why? Why? Why, my nigga? Why? Why? Why, Lawrence? I'm Team Lawrence all the way till this past Sunday you did that bullshit. Season one. Issa and Lawrence live together. Lawrence has been unemployed for a number of years. I think 4 years. Shit. Staying on... No. Two years, I think. He was living on Issa's... Living on their couch. But at the same time, he was unemployed. He was trying to perfect his app. Woot woot. He's making up an app. You know, he's trying to get his thing right. But he's also depressed. He can't get a job. He's college educated. Good guy. Issa sees this like, damn, this nigga lazy. I'm out here working, da 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 da. And she cheats. She eventually cheats with Daniel. She fucks Daniel. Lawrence eventually finds out. He leaves. You know, they go their separate ways. But I guess it's kind of hard. You've been with this person for 5 years. She cheats. It's like, what the fuck? And then, you know, seasons later, he starts, you know, he blames himself. She is like, nah, it's me, da-da-da-da-da. You were trying to get right for me, because he was. He was like, you know, I want to treat my lady right. He missed her birthday at one point because he was just so, he was down bad. Bitches were throwing pussy at him. He was like, nah, I got a girl. Especially the one at the bank. Nah, I got a girl. He wasn't cheating. That's why I gave Lawrence props for. He wasn't cheating. He was like, nah, but she cheated. My thing was, after that shit he pulled, Sunday, try to get up in Sunface Nathan, who I think is corny. Good actor. I don't have nothing personal against the guy, but Nathan himself, he's corny to me. He's corny. I don't like him. He's just corny. Like, whatever. Issa was better off with Daniel, but that's just me. Anyways, Lawrence come through to the party with Condola. It's a going away party for Derek and Amanda. This is a spoiler. If you ain't watched the damn show, too damn bad. It's 3 days after the show. What's today? I'm recording this. What's today? Wednesday? Tuesday? Today, Tuesday. 2 days after the show, you ain't watching Insecure, you asked out. Fast forward this part. Yeah, they go to a going away party for Derek and Tiff. They're moving to Denver. Lawrence bring, you know, he brings Condola and the baby. Lon's got a baby. I forgot to mention it. He has a baby now. And Issa's at the party with Nathan. Lawrence and Nathan get into a little heated exchange because Lawrence and Issa ended up speaking and, you know, oh, I love you, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to throw up. My nigga, Lawrence, she cheated, bro. Keep it pushing. She obviously didn't respect you when you was down, bro. You was better off staying with Aparna, the Indian girl, or something. Or stay home. Stay with your baby moms. Stay with Condola. At one point, y'all looked like y'all was about to, and you kind of walked away from it. Get to know her then. Fuck it. Leave Issa alone. Issa ain't nothing but bad luck. And don't get it twisted. Issa Rae, the actress, I love her. This is not nothing personal because I know people get it twisted. Issa D is the one I don't like on the show. Issa always with her fucking bullshit. Don't know how to keep a man. Lawrence, keep away from her. You don't need her. And she was a hoe at one point, bro. Terrible work. I shouldn't even have said that, but she was allowed to, I guess, because she was single. Daniel busting in her eye. All types of... Yo, Lawrence, don't do it, bro. Don't do it. I'm praying to God you get some sense. Do not go back with Issa. Don't go, bro. Do not go. You're setting yourself up because you're going to eventually resent it, bro. You got a kid with Condola. Try to make it work. If it's not, then fine. Get somebody else. Do not go with Issa. Please. Always remember... She fucked Daniel, bro, when you was down and out. When you had your woo-woo going, that could have been her. You know, that woo-woo could have blew up after you started working for that company. But she ain't want that. She thought that she needed new penis. Went out there, got fucked over every time. She ain't even know how to hoe right, bro. Lawrence, Jay Ellis, the actor, please. I'm talking to Lawrence, the character. Let me chill. Lawrence. The girl from the bank was a good girl. All right, whatever happened between y'all, it ain't work out. Aparna was good. The Indian chick at the office. Good chick. All the mothers, whoever's you was knocking down, whatever. Condola, she got your baby. Y'all try to work out that, you know, it looks like it's good on the parent front. Y'all working things out. You're a great father, Lawrence, and I see that. But at the same time, if you do get back with her, I think that baby's going to be Issa's karma. Yeah, bitch, now you got to be a stepmother. If that's the case, if Issa can be a stepmom, if she can handle that baby, then I'll be a little bit okay with you getting back with her. Only reason because you got the baby. If you ain't have the baby, I say fuck Issa. Because then she's going to have to look at that baby as a reminder. This is what you caused, bitch. You put that man out in the street. Yeah, he fucked up. Yeah, he wasn't, you know, he wasn't financially able to. When you broke... And you're not succeeding, you're not thinking about nothing but that. That man was in that zone. Like he, oh, fuck. Like, I've been in that position to where I'm like, damn, I'm not succeeding. And pause, you know, I'm not, you know, where I want to be in life. That shit will fuck with you mentally. It will fuck with you, put you in a depression and in dark spaces, have you making wrong decisions and shit. That's where Lawrence was. I know where he's been. So I'm just... At the place like, yo, bro, look when she left you. Right then and there, bro. Right then and there. You tried to do some good, bro. You even turned down pussy. She wasn't turning down no dick from fucking Daniel. Lawrence, please do not get back with Issa. If she wants to be a stepmom, fine. But I want that kid to be a reminder of how she fucked you over and you knocked up one of her associates. And I'm kind of glad that happened. Now, you know what? Maybe that's, you know what? Maybe that baby is actually a blessing to remind fucking Issa. Don't play with me. Remember, I'm out here. I could get bitches pregnant. Don't play with me. I sound so ignorant right now, but don't play with me. I got this chick pregnant. She got my kid. What? Could have been your dumbass. But you cheated. You cheated, bitch. Again, this is not to Issa Rae. This is Issa D, her character. Whom I be wanting to strangle sometimes. And I love Issa Rae. Love Issa Rae. Love everything she's doing. I'm a big fan of her. But Lawrence, don't do it. Let Nathaniel have her, bro. Because she, you know what? She never going to be happy. You just need to get over her. You'll be happy, bro. She ain't going to be happy. She cheated, my nigga. nigga busting her eye and all that. Gave him top in the studio. I was like, oh shit. If Lauren saw this shit. And she had the nigga come to all the company events and shit. You was there. Yo, son, she humiliated you, bro. Don't do it, bro. Let Nathaniel have it, bro. I'm all over the place. The final answer, Lawrence, don't do it. Save yourself the trouble. Leave her alone. Issa's toxic. She don't know where she at in life. But on a bright note, Doreen's Favorite is still trending. Doreen's Favorite is still available for streaming. Doreen's Favorite is still available for download on Tidal, Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify. The merch is still going. You can check me out at linktree.com/ColinBiz. And everything is available there. Cop a tee, cop a sweater, listen to the music, stream it, send it to a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Use the hashtag Doreen's Favorite if you cop merch, and I will feature you. Thank you so much. Continue to rock out with the new hype show. It's your boy Biz. Happy holidays. Peace.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show and Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.